29. Titania. I leaned against the tree with my head low. I wasn't going to take any chances of getting caught out here. The hood I was wearing drooped slightly over my eyes, which was upsetting because the forest was lovely. I used to love coming here, believe it or not, with Mab. It's sort of cruel that we started out so close, but that's a forgotten age. I was here for one thing, and one thing only. Garrett Andrews. I knew that if I could either subdue or destroy him, Mab would be forced to come out and face me. She had left me for dead once, that's really who she was. But because of her violation of the Accords, I would be justified in ending her once and for all. I knew my brother Earl King was just using me for his own gain, but I didn't care because I wanted to face Mab more than anything. One of the many advantages of this world was that I could use the terrain, tribal politics, and dinosaurs to fell my prey. If I was lucky, I would be able to just be an administrator, like my brother had thought himself in our little exchange, and would not actually have to step in. If I did, that would be most bothersome. I sighed angrily. The stupid Accords made it so that if I were to face Mab's chosen one-on-one, I would have to reduce my powers to a level on par with his, and that was something I did not want to do if I could help it. I couldn't shake this weird feeling, though. It was odd, and I couldn't articulate it perfectly, but I almost felt as though this human Garrett had sensed something was amiss, as though he felt danger or my presence in the air. On one level, I didn't understand this because I was sure I was much more powerful than him. Although I only stood 4 feet tall, I packed some juice. I was a fairy queen, after all, the scion of a race that was far superior to humans. Still, something felt a little amiss, and I didn't like the idea that my presence could already be known. This was why I would first try to strike from a distance. I would go the administrator route. I waited and waited, leaning patiently against the tree. Nobody or nothing within sight, just the peaceful sounds of a planet with life. I pegged my odds at about 60% that this was going to work. In fact, I almost hoped he would succeed, because if he didn't, this would have turned out to have been far too easy given the effort involved. That said, I didn't know how Garrett would be able to stop the rampaging Diplodocus once I set them upon him. It was so peaceful that I began to doze off briefly. This wasn't the sand, but I felt a certain comfort here that was unusual from most places. Ma'am? I startled awake and turned my attention toward the cowering villager who stood in front of me. Yes? I asked as I wiped my eyes with the back of one hand.
He is in the village,
the villager, an orange-colored bird creature, said.
The human you told us about.
Good, I nodded. I knew he wouldn't be able to resist lending a helping hand. And the others?
Tensions are very high.
He looked at the ground.
They will be more than happy to pick off the remains of the village once the stampede is through.
He bowed his head lower.
Your gift of fire magic was more than enough to secure their assistance.
Excellent, I smiled. Thank you. He must have known he was being dismissed because he quickly disappeared off into the woods. The orange bird people were another plan I had. After all, if he was killed by dinosaurs and locals, I couldn't possibly be blamed. Best of all, I wouldn't be on the front lines. I felt fine subduing him if needed, but I felt the better outcome for me would be if Garrett perished. And if I didn't have to do it either, that would be all the better. I knelt down and gathered several logs, making a few stacks of wood around me. I then reached down and created a spark that lit the first wood pile up. I then used a stick as a torch and used the fire that was burning that I had just started to light the other ones, and I could smell the crackling of the wood burning in the air. I walked into the clearing of the forest around me and whistled several times sharply. I waited, and waited, and waited. I looked high up at the smoke rising into the sky, and then I heard it. A loud, loud, really loud rumbling underneath my feet. It was shaking the ground violently as it came towards me. I focused for a second on all the loud noises around me. I thought, and then I saw it. A herd of Diplodocus came rumbling out of the forest toward the village. I flew straight up into the air as the massive herd passed underneath me. I watched their long necks and huge bodies thunder along the ground. I watched them charge straight towards the village and Garrett. "Best of luck to you," I whispered. "I'm dying to see what happens to you."